This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As you just heard from Paul Joseph Watson, they have now upgraded the shooting in Fort Lauderdale to a terrorist act. And, of course, it's 26-year-old Esteban Santiago. He is from New Jersey, born in the U.S. He is a military veteran. So far, five dead. Many have been wounded. So we're going to be bringing you updates as that happens. I want to talk today about, of course, this Russian issue and Donald Trump's response to this. He's asking why some in the press were given this information before he was by the U.S. intelligence agencies. That's a bit suspicious, don't you think? He's also asking for the House and Senate committees to investigate why this was done. Why were the press informed of this before he was informed of it? Perhaps it's because they're trying to create a narrative to get out ahead of him, to give their spin on it so that he can't reply to it for a day or so. And that's the first people that get out there, of course, as we've just seen with this phony fake news report from Washington Post this last weekend about Russia hacking the U.S. power supply grid. And, of course, that went out for several days before they printed any retractions. Every aspect of that story was false. First, we found out that it was just one small utility in Vermont. We found out it was a laptop that was not even attached to the power grid that had a virus on it. And on the basis of that, they said that Russia had hacked the power grid. Then we found out that it wasn't even infected. So every aspect of this story was false. But I can guarantee you that most of the people in the United States believe that has happened now, because they saw that story, headline news, for several days. And it was still out there in a lot of outlets, even after the Washington Post printed a retraction of that phony story. So this is what's happened now. This is Donald Trump criticizing leaks to several media outlets. The Washington Post reports that several media outlets were given priority over President-elect Trump in learning the details of the document. And, of course, this is because of people like Obama, James Clapper. Remember this guy, and I put this up on my Twitter account. I showed a little clip, 30-second clip, that exchange we had just prior to Ed Snowden releasing all that information. Remember, he was asked, Clapper was asked in a committee hearing in the Senate. Senator Wyden asked him, "Are you spying on the American people?" And he kind of puts his head down and rubs no, I'm not doing it. I couldn't even make eye contact with the guy. This is the guy, James Clapper, who is their lead witness, and telling us what has happened with these. Why is this guy even in office? How does he have any credibility? He doesn't. And, of course, John Brennan involved in this as well. So Trump said, how did NBC get an exclusive look into the top secret report that Obama presented? Who gave them this report? Why? And then he answers, politics. That's why. He says, I'm asking the chairs of the House and Senate committees to investigate top secret intelligence that was shared with NBC prior to me seeing it. And, of course, they talk about the fact that what evidence do they have? Well, listen to the evidence that they have. Cited as evidence of Russian interference, intercepted communications between Russian officials who called Trump's victory a geopolitical success for Russia. So on the basis of that, on the basis that they're happy that the administration of Obama and Hillary Clinton, who was part of this resetting of the Cold War, the Russians celebrated. And I can tell you, they're very happy. The Russian people, from the top to the bottom, are very happy that there is not going, there they are celebrating. No, I don't think that's them celebrating, but that's somebody celebrating. They actually were going to rename a street in one of the small towns from Godless to Donald Trump Street, because they were very happy about that. Listen, we were very happy when Nikita Khrushchev left. This guy who had gone to the United Nations, who had hammered his shoe on the podium and said, we will bury you, who had put missiles right at our border in Cuba, who had created the missile crisis. We're happy to see this guy go. And you know what? When you see somebody who is recklessly careless like that, who is creating conflict as Obama did, Obama is their Nikita Khrushchev. That's the way they see it. Of course, they're happy to see him go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, January 6, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. I'll be joined at the bottom of the hour with Owen Schroyer. We were just talking about the tragedy in Fort Lauderdale, and that has now been upgraded by law enforcement there to a terrorist act. We've had five people so far have died. Others have been wounded. We don't know how serious their injuries are, so we'll be bringing you updates on that through the hour. But we were talking about this very interesting thing that is going on with the Red Scare being promulgated by the Democrats, this red herring, I think is the best way to call this. We ought to call it the red herring. You know, that's where you take a That expression came from where they would take a smelly fish. People who didn't like fox hunting in England, they would take a smelly fish, and as a fox went by, they would drag this smelly red herring over the trail so that the hounds would lose it and would not be able to follow the fox, and the fox would get away. Well, that's what the Obama administration and the Democrats are doing right now. They have got a smelly fish, which is nothing but a stinking lie, that they are dragging over this election so that you don't see what has really happened here. They don't want you to see some of the other things that have been resurfacing in the last few days, real intelligence issues, as we now see people going on the record and other information coming out verifying what we've been telling you for years, that John Kerry and others were admitting that the only thing they cared about in Syria was regime change. They were going to do whatever they needed to do. They were going to use terrorists as surrogates. They could care less about civilian casualties. They only wanted to empower ISIS if necessary. They didn't care if they made ISIS the biggest power in the area. So all those videos where you see ISIS cutting people's heads off, setting people on fire, drowning them in cages, that's the policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. It was worth it for them for that to happen to the Syrian people so they could have a regime change there and set the area into chaos as they did in Libya. Still, no government existing in Libya. And we're going to talk at the bottom of the hour about Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner. We're going to talk about how he has left the Middle East in pieces. He's really more of an ignoble prize that we're going to give him. And how many more wars he's had. He's been at war longer than any U.S. president in history. You kind of think of FDR as being the guy that was there, don't you? Well, you know, we had George W. Bush shattered that record. You know, think about that. World War II started in 1939. We didn't get into 1941. It ended in 1945. We were 4 years into that. But pretty much through most of George Bush's administration, we were at war. But throughout all of Barack Obama's administration, and he virtually doubled the number of countries that we went to war with. So he wasn't even trying to step it down. He broadened it out. And then he restarted a Cold War with Russia. So we were talking about this amazing red herring story that they have going, and the fact that they gave NBC and others the top secret report, they say, that Obama and Clapper and Brennan had put together. Donald Trump tweeted out, why did NBC get an exclusive look into the top secret report that Obama presented? Who gave them this report? Why did they do it? And then he answers it and says, politics. He said, I want the House and Senate committees to investigate this top secret intelligence shared with NBC prior to me seeing it. And, of course, they say that this is proof, the fact that we have Russians celebrating, that this warmonger like Obama, who started the Cold War, they're celebrating about the fact that this guy is going out of power. I want you to see this clip that we have, citing that as evidence that the Russians did it. You got the clip here?
Intelligence gathered after the election, bolstering the view Russia was behind the hacks and did so in part to help Donald Trump. Included in that new information were intercepted conversations of Russian officials expressing happiness at Trump's win. One official I spoke to described them as congratulatory conversations. This goes beyond the video that you may recall after the election where you saw government officials in Moscow toasting over champagne. These were actually intercepted conversations, Anderson, and this contributed to this assessment, but was just one of multiple indicators we're told to give officials the high confidence about both Russia's involvement and Russia's intention. And you heard today from DNI Chief James Clapper, who said multiple motivations will be included in the publicly released report on Monday, and also included in that report that was briefed to the president today, Anderson, the identifications of the go-betweens the Russians used to provide the stolen emails to WikiLeaks.
There you go. So that's their proof, the fact that you have Russians celebrating that the man and the woman who restarted the Cold War are not going to be in power, that there's been a change in power. And as I pointed out in the last segment, yeah, we celebrated when Nikita Khrushchev, this reckless individual, was no longer in power. Doesn't mean that we wanted to see Brezhnev in power, that we put him there. But look at the example of this. They say they know that Russian officials made no secret of their preference for a Trump presidency after his surprise win in November. The Russian parliament even stood and applauded at the news. There you go. That's your evidence. Boy, we'll tell you what, we have got people in the intelligence agency that are really sharp, don't we? They may not know how to protect their own secrets. They may not know how to keep Hillary Clinton from giving all of the top secret and above top secret intelligence that they have to everybody else. But boy, they can really discern who did this, can't they? Remember Guccifer? Remember the guy that was brought to the United States? We tried to get an interview with him. They wouldn't let us talk to him. They kept him under lock and key because they didn't want that coming out as they were pushing this narrative that only state intelligence could have gotten this information from the DNC. And yet, even here in this report, they say U.S. intelligence identified go-betweens who allegedly handed over stolen Democrat Party emails to WikiLeaks. Well, it's a public record. We've had both the current ambassador to the United States from Great Britain and a previous ambassador, to a British ambassador, not to this country, but to another country, saying that, first, the British ambassador to the U.S. said, I had people meet with me at a party in Washington and said, I handed over that information. And he said they were Americans. And then we had a former British ambassador who works with WikiLeaks who said, I came to the United States and was handed the DNC information in a park by someone who was a whistleblower within the DNC, angry about the corruption in that organization as they moved against Bernie Sanders. And when you look at Guccifer, how did he get in and get the information of that was George Bush's emails? He got Colin Powell's emails. He got Tony Blair's emails, where they're talking back and forth about Bohemian Grove, things like that. Thoroughly embarrassed them. He got into all of their accounts by guessing their password. Guess what Podesta's password was? It's reported his password was password. You don't need Russian intelligence to get in there. You don't even need even human intelligence of more than a double-digit IQ to get in and get that email. Remember, Guccifer was not even a computer guy. He was just somebody who sat there and went to their account and put out there. Hillary Clinton's emails were on a website called ClintonEmails.com. So this idiot, she's not only a criminal, but she's an idiot. She puts all this stuff that's not protected, all this classified information, on a site that says ClintonEmails.com. It's like putting a big neon sign saying, come and get it, everybody. Friend, foe, anyone, China, Russia, anybody can get that stuff from Hillary Clinton. And yet, they go through this whole thing saying, it's a Russian hack, a Russian hack. Of course, all the intelligence agencies are hacking each other. They didn't need to do it for this. And as we've pointed out over and over again, nobody is saying that anyone got into their voting machines or electronic voting machines and flipped the stuff. That's not even what they're alleging. Now, I'm concerned about that. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened on either side. And we ought to take this opportunity to say we're going to make sure that our elections aren't hacked. We're going to get rid of electronic voting machines, and we're going to go back to paper ballots. But that's not even what this is about. Everybody realizes at this point, I think, that this is a red herring. But it is very interesting, I think, that they handed, that the CIA handed this stuff over to NBC and others. NBC, CNN, The Washington Post. Remember when we had Obamacare that was being sold to us? Remember how NBC broadcast for a week from the White House with Obama, where they were talking about the necessity for government-controlled health care? And do you remember how the Republicans said, well, we want to have some equal time to talk about our point of view, why we don't want to have Obamacare? Remember, NBC said, no, we're not going to give you equal time. And so then they came out and they said, well, all right, we'd like to buy some ads on the NBC Nightly News, and the time slots where Obama is, where you're doing this dog and pony show with Obama. And they said, no, we're not going to sell you any ads. Remember that? See, that's your unbiased news media. They are putting this stuff out there. Anybody that questions the stories that come out of the official establishment media, anyone who questions the official story from the government, is immediately dismissed as a conspiracy theorist. So you're not serious if you question the government narrative. And so what they're doing, and Donald Trump called them on it, they're creating and crafting a narrative, continuing down this absurd lane. And I can't understand what they think they're going to win with this. Of course, Obama, during his 8 years, has lost over 1,000 seats in state legislatures in terms of governorships and everything else, Congress, Senate. Over 1,000 seats have been lost by the Democrat Party. It's a record low in terms of the number of seats that have been held by the Democrat Party. That is the legacy of Obama's tactics in the Democrat Party. And yet they continue to double down. There's the article right there. The Democrats lost over 1,000. I think the actual number is 1,030. And yet they continue to go down this failed tactic, this failed strategy. He's going to remain in Washington. That's why he's getting a house there, putting a wall around it. I mean, that's interesting. But he's the first president, says Woodrow Wilson, and I think the only president, to remain in Washington after leaving the presidency. And he's going to be he's going to stay in politics. He's going to use Eric Holder's, already started in California, to sue in court to try to overturn redistricting that was lost to Republicans. That's what they're going to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're following this tragedy in Fort Lauderdale, the random shooting of a lot of people at the luggage collection area. 5 people at least are dead. We are waiting to get more information as it unfolds, but it has now been declared by local law enforcement as a terrorist act. And you know, as I look at that, I'm thinking about this new product that Alex introduced just last week, nanotechnology body armor. This is something you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to see this coming. We now live, thanks to Obama, thanks to people like Angela Merkel and Hillary Clinton, we now live in a world of terrorism. These events are coming at an escalating frequency. You never know when you're going to have a situation where there's some idiot, some maniac, pulls out a gun and starts shooting people. If you have something like this, I'm going to tell you, you can wear a vest, but also a very key thing they were talking about was putting this in a backpack. I mean, here these people are in the luggage area. If they had a backpack, carry-on luggage, they could at least have some kind of a shield that they and their children could hide behind. Your children, if you put this in their backpack, it's very lightweight. It's incredibly lightweight. This is a patented form of carbon nanotube technology. It's the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. Even though it's only a quarter inch thick, the body armor is field tested and confirmed to stop one of the most powerful pistol rounds in production. They did this with the highest highest packing of the P++ armor as cartridges as well as the calibers. It's waterproof. It's super lightweight. It's made in the USA. It comes with a 20-year warranty. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at this exclusive line of tactical nanotechnology body armor that was previously only available to the U.S. military and law enforcement. You need to take a look at this because in a situation like this at the airport where you're unarmed, but you do have luggage, this is something that you can use to protect yourself. And the TSA, folks, is not going to protect you. All the security things that they do at the airport, as many people have talked about, it only bunching people up into lines at certain areas so they can go through and do their non-effective screening. And we know it's not effective because we have had reports where they intentionally send people through with weapons just to test the screeners to see if they're effective, and we know they're not. Okay, and it's also an idiotic idea to bunch everybody up at the entrance to an airport. All it does is make you a vulnerable target. So do something to protect yourself, to protect your family. And that's a very easy thing to do. Get one of these things. Put it in a backpack. Use it as your carry-on luggage. You'll have a shield with you, even if you don't get a vest. But the vests are not heavy. They're not. We used to plug some vests that had heavy armor plates in them. This is not like that. This is incredibly lightweight nanotechnology. All right, I want to get back to the news here. There was an amazing, of course, there's a huge storm that is coming across the nation. And as this snowstorm approaches Washington, D.C., a place that I hate to, we used to live not that far from Washington, D.C., 3 or 4 hours away. And I remember going up there once to see the Holocaust Museum and just giving up in frustration because of the traffic, the parking situation. And it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Every time we would go to Washington, D.C., it seemed like the traffic was worse and everything. Well, now they've got a snowstorm coming, and they are charging people on these toll roads up to $30 an hour. Now, what they don't tell you in this story from Fox News in Washington, D.C., is that the company that's doing this, Transurban, is guess what? They're from Australia. The only place in the United States where Transurban runs toll roads is right there in the Virginia area. All the rest of their stuff are toll roads in Australia. The toll roads here in Texas, the one that just went bankrupt, that's owned by a Spanish company. They're trying to put a toll road in North Carolina. Same way. North Carolina really hasn't had any toll roads, and neither has Texas until just a couple of years ago. Now they are multiplying. Why is that? Because these multinational corporations want to own our infrastructure. They want to turn you into renters, into serfs, into sharecroppers, where you don't own anything. You don't own your car. You're not going to own your home. You're going to rent everything from them, and they're going to raise the rate as they see fit. They're talking about this, and they came in their defense. Transurban said, well, these can vary quite a bit. They can go from 20 cents a mile to over a dollar a mile as we see fit. We have an algorithm that changes this as it goes along. And they said a 36-minute trip would cost over $45. That's what they're saying in this report. How is that? How is that? Do you really want these people to have that kind of power, to do that kind of monopoly pricing? They say sensors along the road monitor traffic levels and speed. Toll prices adjust to maintain free-flowing conditions on the lanes to provide value to our customers. Now, this is the same thing the International Monetary Fund did when they started loaning money to third world countries. And they were accused of rent seeking. That's what they wanted. They want to take ownership away from you in every aspect of your life and then follow you and track you everywhere you go after they've taxed you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
I hope, and I think we'll be speaking a lot.
No, Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. And, of course, Owen, that was a great segment. If you were listening to that, if you haven't seen that, go to our YouTube channel and take a look at that Marvel opening. That was a masterpiece that our graphics guys, Darren McBreen and Walker, did. That was really a great piece. Now, as we're talking about this hacking of the election, I think it's kind of interesting to look at the attitude of these people. You know, they don't want the vote that you put out there. They're trying to come out and offer any kind of a justification to shut this down. We've heard over and over again from people in the UK after the Brexit vote. I've heard people interviewed on the BBC saying, well, the idiots who voted for this just don't know what they're doing, and we need to find some way to shut this down. We need to find some kind of parliamentary procedure, some kind of a legal loophole to get us out of this or to have another vote so we can shut this down. But we can't let these people who don't know anything have this decision. And we've got people within the European Union saying that as well. A story on the New American. A EU boss said that citizens should not get to vote on important issues. On his way out of office, the rotating head of the European Union Council called on EU leaders to stop letting citizens vote on important issues. He cited recent anti-establishment votes in Britain and Italy. The EU Council boss blasted the quote-unquote adventures, the adventure. We got to stop this adventure of letting citizens decide the fate of their own nation in a referendum. He said, I'm asking EU leaders to stop with adventures like the British and Italian referendums on domestic issues. They pose a threat to the EU. See, the EU must be preserved no matter what. And we don't want these stupid citizens having a say-so in their own destiny. This is the Slovak Prime Minister and EU Council boss, Robert Fico. He passed the reins of the EU to the next leader. This was back on January the 2nd. And you know, Owen, when they did this with Greece, they just took out the democratically elected prime minister, president there, I forget what their office was, removed him and put a Goldman Sachs banker in. And that was one of the times, famously, that we had Nigel Farage stand up and say, who are you? You know, you got the demeanor of a third-ranked bank clerk, and you are in the seat of democracy. You're going to overrule the people and put in a banker and throw out the person who was elected, and now they're doubling down on it and say, we've got to stop with this adventure of letting people actually have votes. And that's really what's going on here in America. They don't like the result of the election, and they're going to do whatever they can to try to stop this. Absolutely amazing.
Well, I get the feeling that this EU leader would change his tone if the citizens agreed with him. What's going on is that the citizens no longer agree with their leaders because they're sick of leaders lying to them with agendas that aren't to their best interest. So if the citizens that he's a constituent of would have gone along with his policies, gone along with his agenda, he wouldn't be coming out saying citizens should not vote on important issues. He'd be saying, oh, the citizens get the issues right. But because the citizens are going against him, well, now the citizens can't have a vote. See,
the policies of globalism that they're reacting to, they're not about to change those policies.
Exactly.
No, we're going to go ahead with globalism. What we got to do is we got to roll back democracy. We got to roll back republics. We got to roll back sovereign nations. We got to roll back any say-so in these people. When they know that they're getting screwed by these policies, we're not going to let them do anything about it.
But you talk about what's happening in America. That same dynamic is happening, except it's happening with the president of the United States. They don't want him to vote. They don't want him to have an opinion. They're trying to completely delegitimize Donald Trump's would-be platform as the president of the United States before he even gets into office, for the exact same reason that this EU boss says that citizens can't vote, because we don't want to go along with their agenda. That is point blank why the EU boss doesn't want citizens to vote. That is why they're trying to delegitimize Donald Trump before he becomes president.
They want to shut him down. And it's absolutely amazing. He was angry about it. The fact that you would have this ridiculous dog and pony show trying to sell this patently false narrative that somehow the Russians hacked our election by telling us the truth about Hillary Clinton. Whoever put that information out there, if it was the Russians, I stand up and applaud you, just like you stood up and applauded when we said we don't want somebody that's going to bring us into a new Cold War with you. Let's talk about our Peace Prize president as he's about to go out. You know, one of the first things that happened with Barack Obama, people, look at the difference 8 years ago. They were so excited about Barack Obama coming in that they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize before he had done anything, before he'd done anything. And now, before Donald Trump has done anything, they've declared him to be Adolf Hitler. And they have come out in every way possible against Donald Trump. But let's take a look at, for example, foreign wars. Okay, we've had twice the number of wars nearly. We've had four wars. We were at war with four different groups of people bombing them during the Bush administration. He not only continued in those four countries, but he upped it to another three countries, had seven during Barack Obama's regime. He was at war the entire time of his presidency. No other president has ever done that. So we have perpetual war. He added drone assassination. We saw the CIA used to be ashamed of doing assassinations, so they used to deny it. Now they brag about it. He bragged about how good he was at killing it. He's assassinated Americans abroad without trial. And, of course, this is all accelerated in the last year.
Well, and they just showed the graphic there for the viewers at InfoWars.com/show, but for the radio audience, U.S. drops more bombs in Obama's final year of office than in 2015. The U.S. dropped over 26,000 bombs in 2016. That's over 3,000 more than 2015. And the key stat here for me, as they just they're flashing the graphic right now on the screen, they dropped 12,095 bombs in Iraq, 12,192 bombs in Syria. Now, Syria and the civil war that's going on there has obviously been a big story, the recapturing of Aleppo for Assad, the demonization of Assad from John Kerry and Barack Obama and the establishment. But what's amazing is the truth has come out. We know what Barack Obama did in Syria, David, and what did he do? He armed ISIS terrorists but called them moderate rebels. We caught them red-handed. This is an undeniable fact. So my question is, the 12,000 bombs that the United States dropped in Syria, whose name were those bombs dropped in? Were they dropped in the name of ISIS or moderate rebels? Were they dropped in the name of Syria? Or were they dropped in the name of the United States, Barack Obama? My guess, based on the evidence that we have right now, the evidence left behind by the moderate rebels that got kicked out of the region, I would say that you could make the point that Barack Obama has been dropping bombs in the name of ISIS or quote-unquote moderate rebels over 12,000 times in Syria this last year.
Well, we've been al-Qaeda's air force. There's absolutely no question about it. And this was something, if you go back, one of the things in this article from McClatchy, and of course they're an establishment, part of the establishment media, they say that Obama was widely criticized for failing to follow through on the red line that he set up in Syria. Remember that? He said, we're going to set up a red line here. They said Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. No, actually, we pushed back against it. And InfoWars was the tip of the spear on pushing back against that. Remember we said you can't say, just as you can't say that Russia are the ones who turned over this information. We've had a lot of evidence that it wasn't Russia, that it was other people. But at the time, they were saying, and they were trying to get us involved in this war, they said only the Syrian government could have used that sarin gas there. And so we need to go in because now it's reached the level of a massive terrorist event. We need to get directly involved. We pointed out that that wasn't true, that it had been used before. We also had Russian intelligence then first came out and made that case. The United Nations came out and made that case. And eventually, U.S. military came out and made the case as well. And before that happened, remember, we had people holding up signs on social media saying, I'm not going to go be al-Qaeda's air force. We had Rand Paul saying we're going to be acting as al-Qaeda's air force. That's what he's been doing. That's what they've done throughout the region. All this war that they started in Libya was to essentially create unrest that still is unrest, and they created an arms bazaar in Libya that has now spread out through the entire area, set the Middle East on fire. They've deliberately used ISIS, which is nothing but a rebranding of al-Qaeda, and we all know that. All these people who said, hey, we're moderate rebels, now they've come out and said, now we're Al-Qaeda or ISIS. We know that's nothing but a beard, just a rebranding. They've used them as surrogates all the way back to the Afghanistan war against the Russians. And they continue to escalate them. They wanted regime change, and they didn't care if ISIS was put in charge of Syria and Iran. They wanted regime change. They didn't care how many Aleppo boys suffered from all of this.
Well, and that foreign meddling that cost people's lives, the liberals don't seem to mind. But the alleged Russia meddling in our election that didn't cost anyone a life is apparently some big deal. But here's the thing to me. Okay, so here's what we know. Barack Obama sent funding and weapons to moderate rebels to fight Assad in Syria. Of course, we know this is ISIS. We also know that Barack Obama's administration dropped over 12,000 bombs in Syria. But hold on. For the last couple of years, for years now, John Kerry and Barack Obama have both said that there is no successful military option in Syria. It simply doesn't exist. We're not going to do it. There is no successful military option, so we're not going to do it. But then hold on. Why did you drop 12,000 bombs? Why are John Kerry and Barack Obama telling us that there is no successful military plan in Syria, but dropping bombs 12,000 times? These guys are completely... I mean, I don't know that lying isn't even the correct nomenclature for these people anymore, David. I mean,
well, let's understand that it's like 12,000 in Syria, then it's another 12,000 in Iraq. These are ISIS-controlled areas. But we just had Russia comment earlier this week saying, isn't it miraculous that the U.S. didn't bomb any ISIS-controlled oil fields? So they dropped 25,000 bombs in areas where ISIS is, okay, saying that they're fighting ISIS, but they don't drop a single bomb on any of their oil fields. That tells you something right there. And, of course, we've also had people like a Chechen military commander, an ISIS commander, say, yeah, I was brought here from Chechnya by the CIA. They said, yeah, stop fighting the Russians and come over here. The Russians understand. The Russians are involved in this because 18% of Russia's population is Muslim. They've been dealing with this for a very long time. They take this very seriously. I think Donald Trump takes this very seriously. And we understand that Obama also takes it seriously. He's not incompetent. He knows precisely what he's doing. We've had WikiLeaks exposing John Kerry saying, right there, you see that John Kerry talking about how they were going to do this regardless of the consequences. They wanted this regime change. So this is what we've seen in foreign war, Owen. But let's take a look at other aspects of war. Let's think about the fact that, of course, it's the same Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who restarted the Cold War with Russia. That's one of the reasons that they're celebrating. And then we see the news media talking about how the Russians are evil because they annexed Crimea. No, Crimea has been part of Russia since before the United States was the United States.
And how about we just let, you know, Ukraine and the people in that region decide for themselves? But again, the U.S. has to get involved meddling in foreign affairs, but then bitch and moan about it when people try to do it with us. But, you know, this is not a new narrative. This is incredible to me. This is actually a story out of CNN from September in 2014. Countries bombed by the United States under the Obama administration. So even CNN is admitting this. President Barack Obama has always acknowledged that there are times when military force is necessary, except in Syria, even though he bombs them 12,000 times. Even when he accepted his Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, he said that there were instances when war was morally justified. How about this story? This is out of the Daily Caller from May of last year. Nobel Peace Prize winning president has been at war longer than any other American president. New York Times. For Obama, an unexpected legacy of two full terms at war. Again, where are all the liberal crybabies? Barack Obama turned out to be a wartime president. Barack Obama turned out to be a warmonger. Barack Obama brought in the drone agency into full effect. Well, why aren't you complaining? Why aren't you moaning? You cried and complained at the false narrative when James Clapper sent us to war over weapons of mass destruction that they never proved exist. So why aren't you upset over Obama and James Clapper doing the same thing here at the beginning of 2017, trying to muck up the works before Donald Trump gets into office?
Yeah, let's also understand that it's not just the foreign wars that we see. We've also had the situation of martial law being brought to us at home. Remember that it was under Barack Obama that we had the NDAA first used in an underhanded way to create indefinite detention, to allow them to render people that they have arrested without trial to a foreign country where they could be tortured. We had the militarization of the police using MRAPs, and then they tried to promote the centralized control of the police by creating a war between blacks and the police, by creating a war between white people and black people with Black Lives Matter. And we just saw a lot of evidence of that this last week with this most recent attack. So he not only created martial law at home, tried to do everything he could with that, indefinite detention without trial, and creating militarization, centralization of the police, but then he also tries to create, and pretty successfully does so, a beginning of a race war here at home. And then he has his war against journalists and whistleblowers. We've had Barack Obama in the 100 years since the Espionage Act of 1917 was created. Barack Obama has used that against journalists and whistleblowers more than every other president combined over the last 100 years. And now they're finishing up again with the NDAA putting in a Ministry of Truth empowering the State Department, where Hillary Clinton and John Kerry did all their Machiavellian setting on fire of the Middle East. They are giving the power to that organization to act as a ministry of truth, $180 million. And, of course, it's not just Obama. I wish it was Obama only. But, of course, it's also Republicans who are supporting this. Now they're putting in that very organization a kind of ministry of truth to step up the war against the free press, not just persecuting individual journalists or whistleblowers, but now setting that up to really start an information war.
Well, if you haven't seen enough 1984 Orwellian in the flesh here over the course of the last 6 months, I don't know how Obama, a Nobel Peace Prize winning president, being at war longer than any other president, isn't the most. I mean, what is it? War is peace. I mean, isn't that directly from 1984? War is peace. Here you go. Nobel Peace Prize winning Obama has been at war longer than any other American president.
It is a tool of control. That's what we learned from 1984, and that's what he learned. Not only is it the length of time that he's been involved, not only is it going from bombing four countries and to seven countries at a time, but it is also the scope and scale of it, and it's bringing war here at home. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. We just learned that the shooting in Fort Lauderdale, the individual involved flew in from Canada. He had checked his pistol into his luggage. He pulled it out there in the luggage claim area and began shooting people. 13 people were shot. 5 of them subsequently died. They're still trying to figure out what the guy's motive was. But again, it underscores what we were saying before. you have to make sure that you do everything that you can to protect yourself, to protect your family. It is not over the top anymore in the world that Barack Obama has left us that you need to have some kind of armor, some kind of body armor. We just had another article talking about the war legacy of our Nobel Peace Prize president. Over Obama's reign, from 2009 to 2016, Breitbart went through and did the numbers. They said that there were 4,230 people killed in Iraq, and in Chicago alone, 3,903. Gun control, Chicago. Gun-controlled airports. This is where this shooting took place, because gun control areas are killing zones. You need to make sure, if they're going to take your gun away, if they're going to keep you defenseless, you need to make sure that you can at least shield yourself. That's why we're selling tactical nanotechnology body armor that was previously available only to the military, only to law enforcement, is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a patented form of carbon nanotube technology. It is the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor you'll find on the market. It's only a quarter inch thick. It is field tested, confirmed to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It is waterproof, super lightweight, made in the U.S., 20-year warranty. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. And as we pointed out, you can get it in a vest form, or you can buy something that you can stick into your backpack and turn your backpack into a shield for you, for your children, so that when you're in an airport where you're not allowed to carry a gun, or you're picking up your bags and you've got some idiot who decides he's going to do this, or you're bunched up at the going through the TSA lines as they make you into a vulnerable target doing their screening, you have something at least that will stop a bullet. That's the insert that you can see right there on the screen. So take a look at that. This is the world we live in, folks. You have a responsibility to protect yourself. You have a responsibility to protect your health as well. That's why we have put on special a good number of products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com as part of the Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. We have BrainForce, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% as well off. We have Liver Shield and Secret 12, both 20% off. And we have Prostaguard Knockout, 20% off. Many other things are available at InfoWarsLife.com. And also this year, as you're taking care of your health, think about AutoShip. This is the way you make sure that the things that you use on a regular basis are not going to be out of stock. You also get an additional 10% off, and this is something that I've not seen before. I think it is new. If your auto ship orders are $50 or more, you get free shipping. So that's very important. Take a look at the auto ship option, but take a look at the sales that we have going right now at InfoWarsLife.com, and please take a look at something you can do to protect yourself, because the government is making you a target. Let's go back to what we were talking about, Owen. As the Nobel Peace Prize president is starting on his way out.
Well, actually, David, I wanted to thank you for saying something that you just said. Gun-free zones are killing zones.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a while. How many people have to become martyrs in the name of liberal agendas? Gun control is one of them. As you can see, you cannot control guns. You cannot control people. The five people that died at the airport today are now martyrs in the name of gun control. Now, they didn't have the option, but they could have had a gun on them in a Constitution zone, and they could have defended themselves. They didn't have that option, so there's more martyrs for liberal gun control.
That's right. And at least they could have had, and this is something now that you have, is the ability to protect yourself with something that's lightweight. I think that's a great product. In the past, these things have been heavy, very, very heavy, very, very bulky if they're going to stop anything. That has changed now with the nanotube technology. That's it for today's show. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.